Welcome, everybody. It's Rob Zakaria, the Rob Zakaria Show. We are live. Yes, we are. We are live. Wow. Wow. That's all I can say. I watched a WWE. I watched a pay-per-view event last night. That's what I did. It reminded me of the... I did it because Ted Cruz is Canadian, but it's really the Montreal screw job. That's what I watched last night. I watched a person going into the convention, going into a major primetime speech with one goal. With one strategy, with an agenda, and an outcome that was all created individual. And of course, talking about Ted Cruz. And then Trump and the Trump organization turn that upside down. They screwed. It was a double swerve. That's what it was. It was a, I call it the double swerve. Those of you who did not hear the speech, I actually have the last 4 minutes or 3 minutes of the Ted Cruz getting booed off the stage. I have so many comments and so many nuances to this to what happened. Seriously, there's so many nuances. There's just so many pieces to this event last night. Seriously. And when I'm talking about the screw job, and I'm talking about the Montreal screw job, those of you who don't know wrestling, let me, I know it sounds so stupid, but let me throw this out there real quick. Many years ago, a wrestler named Bret Hart was leaving the WWE to go to WCW. It was a big deal. Ted Turner's WCW. Ted Turner, CNN. Ted Turner. It was a big deal. And Bret Hart was the world champion. And in wrestling, if you're going to leave organizations and you're the champion, or you're going to be injured, I should say you're injured or you're going to get surgery, whatever it is, you're going to leave that company. You put the next guy in line over. You lose. That's what you do. You lose. You lose. It's a tradition. It's been going on for, I don't know, however many years professional wrestling has been around. So Bret Hart did not want to lose. He did not want to lose. That was the whole premise. He did not want to lose. So what happened was Vince McMahon basically set it up where Bret Hart got put in a move that would possibly result in a submission. But of course he wasn't going to submit because that wasn't part of the plan. It was supposed to be a disqualification, Bret Hart wasn't supposed to lose, whatever, yada, yada. He gets put in a move, and the referee calls for the bell and says, oh, Bret Hart submitted. And they give the belt to Shawn Michaels. Bret Hart had no idea they were going to do that to him. So it was called the Montreal Screwjob. Now there's debate as to who knew and who was in on it, and even if Bret Hart was in on it, because it was part of a documentary and it kind of launched the WWE and this whole, is it real? Is it fake? Well, we know the kicks and the punches are fake, but at times, does it get real? We don't know. Kind of blurred the line. So that's the reference I made. Because Ted Cruz went into that convention with a game plan. He went into that convention saying, I'm going to do A, B, C, and D. Ted Cruz had no idea that that crowd would start booing. Ted Cruz had no idea that right at the end of his speech, as a matter of fact, he had no idea at the beginning of his speech that they would cut away to Donald Trump showing up. It was like in the WWE. When a wrestler is cutting a promo, when a wrestler is talking about another wrestler and he's cutting a promo, talking about how great he is and how he's going to kick that guy's butt, and all of a sudden it's a split screen and you see the person he's talking about walking through the arena or pulling up in the limo. And that's what they did last night. Ted Cruz opens up and starts doing his speech, and all of a sudden, a split screen appears, and it shows Trump walking into the arena. I mean, you could hear the music in your head. You could just hear it. Like an old wrestler, Goldberg, when he would show up and pop out of the dressing room, and he would do this walk through the arena, the backstage arena with the security, and you would hear like this military music playing. That's what it was like. The end of Ted Cruz's speech, when the crowd started booing and hissing and going crazy, Trump appears in the rafters, very Roman Reigns like, very Sandman like. I know if you're not a professional wrestling fan and you have no idea about wrestling, you're going, I don't get these references, Rob. I don't get these right. You're making references that I do not understand. I only understand Pokemon. Well, look these references up. I even posted it on my Twitter. Actually, it was my Instagram and Twitter. How this wrestler, Roman Reigns, comes through the crowd. He appears at the top of the rafters. He doesn't traditionally do the whole behind the curtain and then through the traditional entrance doors, I guess you would call them. Comes in through the rafters like the like through the crowd. Starts walking through the crowd. And the crowd's like, wow! And they touch him. And it's like a whole thing. That's what Trump did last night. Crowd starts booing for Cruz. They realize he's not going to endorse. They start chanting, we want Trump. We want Trump. And then, bang, Trump appears in the rafters. You don't even see the end of Ted Cruz's speech. You don't even see the end of it. Every camera turned to the rafters, and there's Trump giving the thumbs up. It was classic. It was a swerve. It was a double swerve. If you didn't see what happened last night, we're going to play a clip so you know what the hell we're talking about. If you did, put the headphones on or you're at your desk, have the clip and the volume down. You're like, I already heard this, Rob. I already seen this. And click over on another browser or another tab, whatever the hell you do, and look up Roman Reigns. Look up Montreal Screwjob, Bret Hart. Look up Sandman. So you know the references that I'm making, all right? All right, let's play the clip. Play the clip. Here it is. Ted Cruz last night at the end.
And to those listening, please, don't stay home in November. If you love our country and love your children as much as I know that you do, stand and speak and vote your conscience. Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust to defend our freedom and to be faithful to the Constitution. Of the New York delegation. And I will tell you, it is love of freedom that has allowed millions to achieve their dreams. Like my mom, the first in her family to go to college, and my dad, who's here tonight, who fled prison and torture in Cuba, coming to Texas with just $100 sewn into his underwear. And it is love that I hope will bring comfort to a grieving 9-year-old girl in Dallas. And God willing, propel her to move forward and dream and soar and make her daddy proud. We must make the most of our moments to fight for freedom, to protect our God-given rights, even of those with whom we don't agree, so that when we are old and gray, and when our work is done, and we give those we love one final kiss goodbye, we will be able to say, freedom matters, and I was part of something beautiful. The case we have to make to the American people, the case each person in this room has to make to the American people, is to commit to each of them that we will defend freedom and be faithful to the Constitution. We will unite the party. We will unite the country by standing together for shared values, by standing for liberty. God bless each and every one of you, and God bless the United States of America.
Wow. 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 How was that? How was that? How was that? That was a thundering boo. Gotta remember, all those people there, all those people there are not, they're not die, all those people there are not diehard Trump supporters. You know that. Not every single one of those people are Trump supporters. They're not. They became Trump supporters because they have a nominee. They have an official nominee. And I've said it on this show. And even Eddie Munster, Paul Ryan said it. You got two choices. That's all. That's all you got. You got Hillary Clinton, or you got Donald Trump. That's it. That's it. Now, sure, there's a bunch of third-party candidates, that Johnson guy, the Greenpeace guy, and I think there's probably seven or eight other choices. But any other vote that's not Trump, you're electing Hillary Clinton. So when that crowd erupted into boos, those weren't just the Trump fans or Trump Trumpites or whatever the hell people call them. A lot of those people were individuals who wanted Rubio, wanted Cruz, wanted Kasich. But they didn't win. They didn't win. Okay? It's like every time you see your girlfriend or your husband or your wife that you boo them inside. Okay? Now maybe some of you do. Maybe some of you do. Maybe some of you inside boo them and go, "Oh, I wish I was a Jennifer Lawrence. Ugh. I wish I was with this Victoria's Secret model." Like every day you do that, because ultimately that would have been your first choice. But that's not what you got. You got what you got. You got what you got. Maybe it sucks to some of you. Maybe it's horrible to some of you. But you're honestly going to say Hillary Clinton is better? Really? And this whole, listen, even the Cruz bots are so retarded with their excuses of why Ted Cruz did what he did, why he's not endorsing. Listen, let me break this down for you all. And if there's some Cruz retards, some Cruz bots listening. Let me try to make this in a language that you understand. Because I was getting tweets last night from Cruz bots. Let me just throw one a tweet at you so you see where these people are coming from. Just listen, ready? Because it's amazing. It really is. This is their thinking, and it falls in line with their surrogates or their sycophants like Amanda Carpenter, the world's biggest Ted Cruz love-struck, love-scorned stalker. Okay, so this is a tweet from one of the Cruz bots. So, because I said something, what the hell did I say? I tweeted that troll, that little garden gnome, Ben Shapiro, because Ben Shapiro said, again, this wasn't Cruz sandbagging Trump. This was Trump sandbagging Cruz, full-on political kneecapping. And I go, yeah, he got worked. This will be called the Great Cleveland Screw Job. Cruz thought he was going to be cute, but he got swerved, because that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. He got swerved. He thought he was going to be a cutie, thought he was going to do little cute words, talking about don't stay home, vote the up and down the ballot, you're conscious. Conservative, principles, constitution. Basically said Trump is not a constitutionalist. Trump is not a conservative. Don't stay home because guys that are up for re-election, like I think Mike Lee, I don't even know if he's up for re-election, but whatever. The few people that are friendly with Ted Cruz. And other people that are up for re-election that aren't necessarily friendly with Ted Cruz, but Ted Cruz is trying to throw him a bone. So after I said that, someone tweeted me and said, so the man Cruz speaks about Constitution and liberty, and you're mad? And you're mad? I said he didn't do the right thing. He was supposed to do the right thing. He didn't do the right thing. That's all. He could have talked about Constitution and liberty. He could have said all of that stuff. And at the end of all of that, he could have said something. He likes to be cute. He likes to be a cute guy. Things. He could have easily said at the end of that whole constitutional, this and that, and concept your conscience, vote your conscience. And he could have said, listen, I had a hard fought primary with Donald Trump. We don't see eye to eye on things. Matter of fact, we don't see eye to eye on a bunch of things. The crowd would have laughed. Ha 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 ha. Because you got to remember, when Cruz came out, they were popping. When Cruz came out, they were popping. Gave him a nice, long standing ovation. They clapped. People were. That's what I said. It wasn't a room full of Trump supporters that just booed him. You had people that supported Cruz. They were like, awesome. Awesome, he's here. He's talking. He's the guy that finished second. I voted for him. I like him. But now it's time to get behind the nominee. So Cruz had the crowd, everybody. So he could have said, again, we don't see eye to eye on everything. There's a lot of things that we don't see. The campaign got real personal. Things were said that were really offensive to me. And the crowd would have started to go, oh, what's going on? And maybe some of those things I might never be able to forget. But I'll tell you this, people. At the end of the day, and this is going to tell you what type of leader, what type of person, and exactly how horrible Hillary Clinton is for this country. That after everything that I've been through with Donald Trump, after the horrible things that were said about my beautiful wife, Heidi, I will still vote for Donald Trump before Hillary Clinton. Thank you. Good night. The crowd would have went nuts. Crowd would have went nuts. And he basically would have accomplished exactly what he said he wanted to accomplish. And it would have been even more impactful. And he would have been the darling. He would have gotten exactly what he wanted to get, which was people talking about what he did, but he wouldn't have gotten the door slammed in his face by a billionaire that he needs if he wants to run for president again or even run for re-election in Texas. Yeah. If his goal, listen, doesn't matter what the Weekly Standard says. Doesn't matter what Benny Shapiro says. Matters what the money guys say. Remember, Ted Cruz had to get loans from Goldman Sachs so he could run for senator in Texas. Remember that. Cruz doesn't have real money, okay? He doesn't have tens of millions of dollars that he could kick into his Senate campaign or presidential campaign. So I can't imagine the goal was to have Sheldon Adelson throw you out of a luxury suite at the convention. Now, we're going to get to that and the logic that is completely skewed by Cruz bot fans and Cruz fans and just the Cruz world in general. Because remember, if you're so appalled by somebody who has attacked your wife and attacked your father, why would you go to the luxury suite where Donald Trump is and Sheldon Adelson is? And like, why would you go and try to hang out with supporters of Donald Trump if you're so appalled? Hell, if you're so appalled, why even show up at the convention? Why even show up at the convention? Why not just do what Kasich did? If you're so appalled and you're not somebody's lapdog, why show up to the convention? This was a plan. It was a show. It was a Ted Cruz, once again, too cute, too smart for everybody, but it blew up in his face. But we'll get back to that. So that's all Ted Cruz had to do. And think about how powerful that would have been. Think about how powerful it would have been for him to say, this guy's a scumbag. I don't agree with him on a whole bunch of stuff. He attacked my wife. He attacked my dad. But even after all of that, I would still rather have him as the president than Hillary Clinton. He's scum, but she is like the Brazilian super virus, the super bacteria, AIDS, gonorrhea, chlamydia, Ebola, all put together in one just virus, just airborne virus that makes your genitals explode, your eyes bleed, skin melt away, all in a span of 1 minute. That's how bad Hillary Clinton is. Because this guy is not a true conservative. This guy is not a constitutionalist. And this guy attacked my beautiful wife, Heidi. They'll support him because she is a super bacteria virus. Think about how powerful that would have been. He would have walked up to the Sheldon Adelson door. They might have, listen, if he would have done that at the end, it would have took all but 35 seconds. They probably would have crowd surfed him all the way to his awaiting limo. They would have. They would have crowd surfed him. That's what they would have done. They would have crowd surfed him all the way back. Now, I know some of the Cruz bots and the Cruz fans, and I guess fans and bots are the same thing. I guess they're all going to say, well, Rob, he didn't do that because he has principles. And he's not going to say something that he doesn't mean. And if he doesn't think Donald Trump is a conservative, and if it, well, listen, stupid. Listen, you stupid. For 5, 6, 7, however long the primaries were, up until a month, up until basically the Survivor Island got down to three people, Cruz was all over Trump's sack. Okay? And this notion from the Cruz bot people and the Amanda Carpenters, it wasn't until Ted Cruz really got to know Donald Trump, really understood Donald Trump, and realized that he wasn't a true conservative. He wasn't a true conservative, and that's when he decided that he had to stand up for conservative principles and that he could not support. It's the biggest load of crap. That's a load of crap. And for the Amanda Carpenters and the Mark Levins and the other Cruz bots to honestly try to peddle that BS, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It is literally embarrassing. Listen, we were told throughout the entire primaries that Ted Cruz had the best organization. He was the best funded. We were told that Ted Cruz was the best. Ted Cruz had the best of everything you need to win. when you tried to compare him to Rick Santorum or Huckabee, people went, oh, no, not, you can't compare. They didn't have the infrastructure. They didn't have the money. They didn't have a fraction of what Ted Cruz had. Totally different. So if you take that and then you throw in the fact that Ted Cruz is this intellectual genius, this giant, this master of debates. He is a solicitor, was a solicitor general, the law review. I mean, a genius. If you add all of that together, you're going to say now with a straight face that as the months went on, they had no idea that Donald Trump wasn't a true conservative, that Donald Trump wasn't a true constitutionalist. They had no idea about his positions and his flip-flops. They had no idea. It just, out of the blue. Ted Cruz woke up and went, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just realized Donald Trump is not a true conservative. Oh, my God. Donald Trump is not fit to be president. Oh, my God. And that's what the Cruz bots and the Amanda Carpenters and the Mark Levins are trying to sell. Oh, he did the right thing. He didn't sell out. He didn't sell out. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? When there was 16 candidates, Ted Cruz had no problem deep-throating Donald Trump. When there was 15 candidates, he had no problem deep-throating Donald Trump. When there was 13 candidates, when there were 10 candidates, Ted Cruz had no problem deep-throating, taking the balls down. He had no problem. And he knew then. He knew then what type of person Donald Trump was. He knew then. When Trump was calling Jeb Bush low energy, when he was saying Rick Perry was stupid and had to wear glasses to make himself look smarter, and giving Lindsey Graham's cell phone number out. Ted Cruz knew then what type of person Donald Trump was. But throughout that whole time, Ted Cruz would go out of his way to talk about how wonderful Donald Trump was. No matter what policy positions Trump talked about. Listen, right out of the gate when he's talking about trade, his whole stance on trade, that's not a conservative philosophy. 100% it's not a conservative. If you listen to Mark Levin every single day, Mark Levin talks about the whole trade issue. And it's not a conservative point of view. When Trump talks about trade, it is anti-conservative. It's anti-conservative. So right out of the gate, Cruz knew about the trade policies, but he never said anything. He never said anything. So this Cruz bot logic, he didn't sell out. All the little conservative blogs, the little Ben Shapiros, he did what's right. He didn't sell out. What do you mean he didn't sell out, stupid? So, one night, for 10 minutes, is, it erases 7 months of gobbling Trump's schlong? Really? I mean, you guys are so... You guys are sickle fans. That's what you guys are. Cruz bots. You're sickle fans. You're sickle fans. You are so obsessed with a man from Canada that you pretend that 5 and 6 months didn't happen, and all of a sudden Trump stood up for conservative principles and he won't buckle to Donald Trump. That's not the case. He was sucking off Trump because his game plan, once again, everything that Cruz has done has been cute. It's been political cuteness. If you heard of political correctness, this is political cuteness. Because let me explain to you what Cruz's little cutesy-wootsy. You see, Cruz thinks he's better than everybody else. Okay? He's the typical nerdy brainiac that most of us knew in high school. That looked down on everybody. He was that guy that looked down on everybody. He was smarter than you. He was going to get into better colleges than you. He was going to be better than you. He was the ultimate honor student. The ultimate honor student. Okay? So what he figured was, Trump is a retard, okay? He's a flash in the pan retard. But he's got millions and millions of loyal retards that follow him. If you look at everybody on stage that's running, Ted Cruz and my policies and things that I stand for are closest to Donald Trump, or at least his retarded followers and the things they care about, which is just build the wall, build the wall, build the wall. So Cruz sat there and went, okay, they're all retards. They have no clue about the Constitution. They have no clue about anything, really, except build a wall. They're a bunch of knuckle draggers. They're stupid people. Once again, remember, it's Cruz being too cute. It's Cruz going, I have a Harvard education. I am a debate master. I am great. I am everything that these knuckle draggers wish they could be. That's the Cruz mentality. So he sat there and went, I'm not going to alienate the retards. So I'm not going to attack Trump. I'm going to praise Trump. I'm going to give him reach arounds. I'm going to be as close to him as humanly possible. And he's going to drop out because he's stupid. He's retarded. He's ignorant. So Cruz played Survivor. That's all he did. There was no principles. There was no principles. He played a game. And when you lose the game, it's over. So this whole, oh, well, he didn't endorse a real conservative. No. He should have said what I said he should have said. Because it's obvious there is no principles to him. There is absolutely no principles to him. Because if there were principles him, there were principles to him, he would have stood up for those principles in the beginning. In the beginning, when it got down to 12 and got down to 10 and got down to, he would have stood up and said, Trump is not a conservative. Trump is this. Trump is that. Trump is this. Trump is that. All of those things. But he didn't. He didn't do any of that. So this whole conservative awakening is BS. Cruz played a cute game. And every week that went by and Trump was, remember, Cruz's whole thing was the South. Cruz's whole thing was the South. It would be done in the South. It'd be over in the South. He would win the South. It's done. That's his firewall. Done. Over. Over. That's the But it wasn't. Every strategic maneuver, he lost. Mr. Smarter than everybody else, Mr. Q, everything that Cruz prides himself on being, he was wrong. He was wrong. I mean, we talked about Cruz's history before. I mean, the guy worked for the Bush administration. The guy worked for the Bush administration. The guy was intricately intertwined with the Bush administration. Really, from Canada, but transplanted to Texas. And the Bush administration casted him aside. Everything he did in Congress, everything he did was a cute maneuver. Ted Cruz never passed legislation. He filibustered. He got headlines for reading Green Eggs and Ham, but it didn't accomplish anything. Well, he shut down the government. And on paper, they lost, hundreds of millions of dollars, whatever. But it didn't accomplish anything. That was a stunt because he knew he was going to run as this outsider. When he called Mitch McConnell a liar, that wasn't passion. That was a stunt. That was a stunt to be considered the outsider. And that backfired on him. That backfired on him. It's like every little cute thing he has tried has backfired on him. Everything he's tried. So he gets into the race and tries to play Survivor. And it backfired on him. It backfired on him. There's no principles. Wasn't about the Constitution. And it's funny because you got the Levins and you got the Amanda Carpenters and you got other Cruz bots at the National Review. You got Ben Shapiro. You got them towing this line of he did it because Trump is not a constitutionalist. And somebody had to stand up and say his principles aren't our principles. And that. And then you got Cruz going, I did it because he called my wife names and called my dad names. It's like two different excuses. It's like the memo didn't get out to the Cruz bots in the National Review and Mark Levin and Amanda Carpenter. Like, the memo didn't get there and say, well, this is why we're going to be the reason. Because his feelings were hurt. It's a trip, man. It really is a trip. Was the primary brutal? Yeah. But you think this was the first time there was some serious nasty stuff thrown around? If I recall, John McCain was accused of having a love child in Hanoi. His wife was accused of being a junkie, a pill popper. He had dementia. He did. He had dementia. I mean, these are things that the Bush camp put out there. I mean, geez. That's the reason? That's the reason because Donald Trump retweeted a picture of Heidi Cruz that was unflattering? Or because he commented on a story that was in the National Enquirer? And that's the reason Cruz says he didn't endorse? That really? That's the reason that he used to get thrown out of a billionaire suite? That's the... Really? So, is it the constitutionalist? Is it that Trump's not a constitutionalist and Ted Cruz is? So, Ted Cruz is sticking up for the Federalist. You know that girl, Mary Catherine Ham? Ted Cruz is just sticking up for us constitutionalists. No, he's not. He didn't stick up for the constitutionalists 5 months ago. So shut up. Shut up. Well, he's sticking up for his wife. Okay. So that's why he did what he did. Really? That's the rationale. Donald Trump made it personal. Really? Ask John McCain about making things personal. I mean, seriously. I mean, they destroyed John McCain. Come on, man. They destroyed John McCain. The children, the wife. Oh, it was horrible. It really was. It was horrible. And Cruz sounds like a little baby. He does. He sounds like a little baby. Remember when Trump called him a soft little baby? Remember that? Remember what he called? He's a little baby. That's a Cruz. Because now, if that's what Cruz is saying, well, he said that, well, now you're being a little baby. You're being a baby, and you need to get your surrogates. You need to hit up Mary Catherine Hamm at the federal. You need to hit her up and say, oh, no. Don't talk about conservatism. That's not it. It's that he said things about my dad and my wife. That's why I did what I did. Oh, okay, Ted. I'll go out there and tell everybody that you're a baby. That you're a baby. Ted Cruz, he's the man baby. Did you ever see that skit on Saturday Night Live they do where it's the adult guy, but he's a baby? He's got the diaper. That's Ted Cruz. I didn't endorse. I get it now. Remember Mike Lee when he was on the phone doing the interview and he goes, I'm not going to endorse Donald Trump. Why aren't you going to endorse Donald Trump? Well, because he said really mean things about my best. Wow. You're like a man baby. You and Ted Cruz are like, you're like a cross between man babies and little sixth grade girls. Man babies and sixth grade girls. Come on. I'm not gonna endorse Donald Trump because he made fun of my best friend. He made fun of my best friend's daddy. And then Ted Cruz is going, I'm not gonna endorse. He said things about my dad. Why, what are you guys, 10? Are you guys 10? Didn't we play the Whose Mama's Fatter game when we were 10? Did we play that game when we were a kid? And this is an adult male. This is somebody that was running for president of the United States. And let's face it, if all of these things were an issue, why then go to the convention? Why go to the convention? Why go to the convention? To the Cruz bots. Why go to the convention then? Because he wanted to talk conservative principles. Well, okay, and? Well, and say that there's no rationale for it. There's no rationale for it. There's no rationale. And the funny thing is, this calculated maneuver, think about it, this calculated maneuver by Cruz and, like, I guess, five or six people in his camp and five or six conservative bloggers, like Eric Erickson, this dummy, and Catherine Haim, dummy, little Benji Shapiro, super dummy. I guess their strategy is, once Trump gets hammered, Ted Cruz will be able to then be the leader of the party. That's a flawed logic. Okay, you want to know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because the next in line is Mike Pence. Mike Pence is really next in line. Mike Pence. If Trump loses, Mike Pence steps out of that shadow He has all the conservative credentials. Except he actually did something as far as governor, balancing budgets, cutting taxes. What has Ted Cruz done? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Ted Cruz has done nothing. So this calculation that if Trump loses, Cruz is going to be now the conservative standard bearer, and he's going to be the leader of the party, it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And he's going to go into 2020 with a lot of people having some serious bad tastes in their mouth from what Cruz did last night. And why would you think that in 2020, all of a sudden, Cruz is going to have a cakewalk to the nomination over Paul Ryan, who is 100% going to run. Mike Pence, 100% is going to run. Rubio, 100% is going to run. Throw in some new guys. Cotton. Sass. So you got all of these people. And Cruz again, who didn't do what he was supposed to do. He didn't do the job at the convention. That's what it's called in wrestling when you lose. You do the job. He didn't do the job. He didn't put Trump over. He didn't put Trump over. And the way I explain that, by doing your entire speech and then saying, I don't really like him. I think he's kind of an a-hole. The things that he said about my family are horrible, but this just shows you how just disgusting and vile Hillary Clinton is, because I will still take Trump over her. That's like doing the job in wrestling where you say, I'll lose, but it can't be a clean finish. Can't be a clean finish. I'm not going to let him do his finisher on me and knock me out. And I just lay there and he covers me. One, two, three. There's got to be outside interference. I got to almost kick out. He's got to cheat to beat me. He could have done that. It didn't have to be a clean finish. But Cruz didn't do the job. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. So why the hell, 4 years from now, is everybody going to get behind him? Because remember, granted, the 14 million people that voted for Trump, there's a good portion of those people that said, well, there's no one left in the race. I'm voting for him because people dropped out, like California. So I'm sure there's a little padding to that. And sure, there's some voters in there that aren't diehard. But ladies and gentlemen, there's quite a few in that 14 million that will do everything in their power to not Ted Cruz get that nomination. They will do everything in their power to go with somebody else, because they will not forget what Ted Cruz did. That's a fact. People that are diehard Trump fans, say it's 5 million. Out of the 14 million, let's just say 5 million diehard Ted Cruz is going to need those $5 million. Ted Cruz is going to need those $5 million. Remember this, okay? Remember this. Contentious as this whole thing has been, if Trump loses, he's still the nominee. He still has the de facto right to be involved in the next primary and presidential election, just like Mitt Romney did. Trump will be there. If they lose, if Trump and Pence lose, Trump will be there. 4 years, Trump will be there. Now, sure, maybe he dies. Maybe his airplane goes down in a fiery crash. Maybe. But if he doesn't, he ain't going to back Cruz. He'll back Pence. He'll back Ryan. He'll back someone that's not Cruz. And he will tell all of those supporters, remember what Ted Cruz did. And if you've got Ted Cruz in a lineup of 7 or 8 Republicans, and everybody's vying for Sheldon Adelson's billions, why would Sheldon Adelson have Ted Cruz as his first choice? Why would Sheldon Adelson go, oh, yeah, Ted? And I'll tell you this, if Trump doesn't win, don't be surprised if in 2018, Ted Cruz doesn't get a primary challenge. Remember, all it takes is money. All it takes is cash. In those races, you're not talking about presidential cash. In those races, a few million bucks goes a long way. A few million bucks goes a long way. And after people like King, Representative King from New York. Cruz is despised. If he didn't have a target on his back before, that target is now, it's like a tattoo. Why wouldn't there be a challenge to him in 2018? Why wouldn't there be one? I'm not talking about a Democrat, guys. I'm talking about a primary challenge. No Democrat's going to win a seat. That's not going to happen. That's not what I'm talking. I'm talking about a primary challenge. I'm talking about another Republican coming up saying, listen, he's done nothing for this state. He's done nothing for our party. We have to have unity. Matter of fact, it was him that caused us to lose the White House. It was him who caused us to lose the White House. It was him and parts of this fringe, the Mary Catherine Haynes and the S.E. Cups and the Bill Crystals. It was the fringe of our party. them along with Ted Cruz cost us the White House. They refused to rally around our nominee. You don't think that's plausible? You don't think this scenario is plausible? Are you kidding me? You don't think this is this is all plausible. And when the Cruz people say the Trump campaign knew what I was going to say, yes and no, in the sense that you can go through your speech and have room at the end of that speech to say exactly what I said. I mean, there were people that gave speeches that mentioned Trump's name once. I mean, the pundits on TV made big deals out of certain people that went, wow, do you realize during that whole speech they only mentioned Trump's name once? So putting Trump's name in the speech wasn't the telltale sign that, oh, he's not going to endorse or he is going to endorse. For the Trump people to go, hey, we looked at the speech. There's this whole thing about coming out to vote, vote your conscience, up and down. But there's nothing about you. What do you think he's going to do? I mean, we got the speech. You know what? This is them talking. You know what? I still have faith. You don't need to say vote Donald Trump. You don't need to write my name in there to say it at the end of your speech. Plus, maybe he wants to have a little surprise. Maybe he wants everybody to watch. And if this gets leaked, CNN and the rest of the cable shows are going to say Cruz is set to endorse. We saw the transcript of the speech. So the Trump people had no idea it was a 100% no. They had no idea that it was a 100% no. That's why they were ready with Trump in the rafters. That's why Trump showed up when Cruz started speaking. They were getting ready. They were getting ready for Cruz to do exactly what he did. And when they seen that Cruz wasn't going to do the right thing, they flipped it on him. They flipped it on him. And made Cruz look like the biggest douchebag. The biggest douchebag. And more importantly, be vilified by the people that matter. Doesn't matter that a couple conservative bloggers like Jennifer Rubin, these know-nothings, doesn't matter that they're praising him because they were praising him before. So obviously, the voters don't care what the Jennifer Rubins or the Mary Catherine Haynes or the George Wills. Obviously, it doesn't matter what they all say because they all said that Ted Cruz was the true conservative. Hell, even Rush Limbaugh, king of conservative talk, said, if you want a true conservative, vote for Ted Cruz. I mean, that was used in a Ted Cruz campaign ad. If you want a true conservative, you vote for Ted Cruz. If you want somebody that's going to shake things up, that's not a conventional candidate, that's not a conventional conservative, then you vote for Donald Trump. That's what Rush Limbaugh said. So you had all of these conservative talkers and bloggers, Hugh Hewitt, you had all of them talking Cruz up every day. You can't get more conservative than Mark Levin. You can't get more conservative than Mark Levin. It's impossible. His girlfriend's kid works for Ted Cruz. So you can't get any more conservative than Mark Levin. And he beat the drum every single day for Ted Cruz. And it didn't matter. He lost. He lost. That troll, Jennifer Rubin, can write about Ted Cruz, the lion. Yeah. And he's got, yeah. But so basically what Ted Cruz did was appeased all the people that loved him before. So he appeased the people that loved him before, and those people got him nothing. Hugh Hewitt. Oh, Ted Cruz was magnificent. He didn't sell out the conservative principles. Yeah, he did. For 6 months he did. Stupid. But I'll play along. He's wonderful. Okay, well, guess what? Guess what, stupid? It didn't matter when you said he was the conservative genius 6 months ago, and it doesn't matter now. You know, when they say, oh, he's just playing to his base. Oh, Hillary's playing to the base. The Trump's the base. All Ted Cruz did was commit political suicide for a very teeny tiny base. A base that got him second place. A base that obviously has no pull in the Republican Party anymore, because every single conservative blogger and conservative talk show beat the drum for Ted Cruz and he still lost. Every conservative blogger and every conservative Eric Erickson. You can't get more conservative than Eric Erickson. And no matter how much and how hard he beat that drum, Ted Cruz still lost. So what did Ted Cruz accomplish last night? All I want to know, what did he accomplish last night? I just broke down every argument that any Cruz bot, Cruz sickle fan, Amanda Carpenter, Mark Levin, I just broke it down for all of you. What did he accomplish? He didn't accomplish a thing. He didn't accomplish a thing. Tell me, what did he accomplish except suicide? Suicide. That's what he accomplished. He accomplished suicide. That's what he accomplished. Tell me what Ted Cruz accomplished. Tell me what Ted Cruz accomplished. Yeah, tell me what he accomplished.
Well, as far as a person who talks about integrity, who signed a pledge and an oath to support the Republican nominee, he kind of destroyed his own facade, his own recognition. He doesn't have any integrity.
Oh, so you agree. He accomplished nothing. He committed suicide.
I think he was out for his own little benefit last night. I think he was out there thinking that the public wasn't pissed off enough. Yeah, I think he did. Listen, how can you – listen, there's the thing. I've run for public office. I've run locally, and I've said, no, I will not sign that pledge. If you sign that pledge, that's integrity. So you can't get up there in front of millions of people and say, I have integrity, but then I'm going to deny my oath to what I signed. It's a hypocrisy. You can't do it both ways. So, yeah, he's done. Yeah, there is no coming back from that because it doesn't matter. You'll tear him apart either way. He might as well be a Democrat.
Well, and on top of that, let me ask you, don't you think that if he had all of these concerns about Trump and conservatism and he's not true, well, don't you think he should have voiced it 6 months ago?
Well, yeah, but here's something I'll ask. I don't think anybody's asked. So he's not going to endorse Trump. You're at a Republican National Convention. Why the hell would you say, yeah, I'll speak there? If you're not going to endorse him, why are you there? It's all about him. I mean, listen, I won't lie to you. I love him. He's been great. He talks a great game. I've always loved him. He lost all respect last night. And I'm not the biggest Trump fan, but Cruz came off to me so fake last night. And I'm tired of hearing all the pundits today saying, you know, Trump supporters booed him because they thought he wanted somebody to vote their conscience. That's not true at all. Everybody who listens to his speech knew exactly what the hell he was saying. They knew it was all about him. And it's just politics as usual.
Very true, my friend. Very true, very true. I'm glad. You know what? This was a good call. I don't normally take calls, but that was a good call. Thank you. You could call again anytime you want, my friend.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, look at that. That was a good call. That was a good call. Look at that. We got a good call. Like I said, Cruz accomplished nothing. Here's somebody that's a Cruz fan. Here's somebody that loves Cruz. He's somebody that loves Cruz. They booed vote. I mean, he's right. I didn't even look at that. He reminded me of what the pundits were saying, that the people booed vote your conscience. Please. Everybody was into Cruz's speech. They were into his speech. They liked it. He came out and they cheered. They were popping for him. They were like, yeah, Ted, the guy who came in second. The fighting's over. It's done. That's what happens in politics. You beat the hell out of each other. If Lee Atwater was alive, let me tell you, Lee Atwater right now is smiling down on this race. He's like, man, that was a race that's a hell of a, that was politics. That was dirty, nasty. That was the dirty, dirty South, baby. Lee Atwater's a, yeah. That's politics. So when Ted Cruz came out, people were cheering. People were happy. People were like, hell yeah. And then as he just droned on and on and on, and people were still there. People were in, given his, he was doing the antidotes. People were there. But then towards the end, everybody started realizing, this little scumbag, he ain't going to do it. He ain't going to do it. He's not going to do it. It's like when Marco Rubio dropped out. And Rubio gave that long speech, remember? It was this long and forever speech. And then right at the end, he goes, I will be suspended. And you're like, ha, ha, ha. Jeb Bush just came out and was like, we lost, we're losers, I'm quitting the race. I mean, Marco just dragged it out and out and out and out and out. So last night, it was like, all right, Cruz, all right, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. Good speech, good speech, good speech, good. He's not doing it. He's not doing it. And then Trump had to come down and do the Roman Reigns. So that's Ted Cruz. Okay, that's Ted Cruz. That's somebody who's done. And like my caller said, nobody was booing vote your conscience. They tell the pundits, tell the Mary Catherine Haynes, these dummies. That's not what people were into, Ted. Okay? They were into Ted. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about a few other controversies. And it's just amazing how it's not amazing. It's the media, okay? It's the media. They do what they do. They are controlled by the Democrats. And the pundits are controlled and owned by the Democrats. Even when they have an R next to their name. And don't ever forget that.